Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
Next to sea, one night in Bangkok, and
Here is another hand-picked fun wild song for you. I know a lot of ladies feel this song. You know, actually, men too. Let me not exclude our men. This song will resonate with everyone. Here is our fellow Canadian, Miss Alanis Morissette, with I Came to Remind You.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down?
We have a new item in stock for you at notyourchild.com/driver safety. Date rape drug detector coasters. They are 100% effective. Take some with you for you and your friends the next time you head to a party or are out at the club. Find them at notyourchild/driver safety.
And friends, today we have a very special guest with us. someone who cares very deeply about entrepreneurs, or struggles, and of course, or success, Mr. Norman Musenjimana of Invest Kingston. What is Invest Kingston really all about? It is the sales and marketing arm for the city of Kingston, which is based on the attraction of new businesses to Kingston, Ontario, as well as the overall growth and retention of the existing businesses there. Norman, good afternoon. Thank you so much for gracing us with your time.
Thank you so much, Julia. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my dear. Good afternoon. I know that Invest Kingston also helps with accessing the funding programs to support businesses. Tell us how they do that. Like, how do they do that? Is it just on the website, or do they actually match certain companies with certain funds that are coming up, or certain funding programs? How do you guys actually do that?
Yeah, so there is a couple of ways we are involved into facilitating both international or incoming business opportunities and existing opportunities to access funding. We have two programs that are funded by the Ministry of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade in Ontario. That's the Starter Company Plus and the Summer Company Plus. And so the difference between those two programs is that the Summer Company focuses on students who are looking to explore if entrepreneurship is one of the options they should follow as a career. So we give them a summer full of setting up a business, running a business, and trying to go through that experience of sustaining a business. Fortunately, some of those students have ended up creating businesses that have scaled even outside Canada.
Right.
And then we have the Starter Company Plus, which is also another grant program that provides up to $5,000 to any entrepreneur or any business or someone who has an idea. But a business must not be more than 5 years old, just to help them innovate on new products or expand a business or start a business. So wow. Those are like the small grants that we have. Right. Then we have all these digital programs that you see across Canada, like or Ontario, like for example, DMS, Digital Main Street.
Yes.
And then we have the Canada Digital Adoption Program as well. Those are like 2,500 and 2,400 grants to help a business set up online. And then we have a grant program that supports existing businesses to actually hire experts to empower them to write successful or comparing or more competitive funding proposals up to $2,000 to just help businesses attract more funding, because that means more job creation. That means a widened tax base.
Right.
Just to empower local and existing businesses to unlock more financial capabilities.
Wow.
And then we have other programs that are, some of them are periodic, or some of them are based on some of the initiatives we have.
Yeah.
So for example, we've had programs that were purely focused on the pandemic, where we invited businesses in the community that are trying to expand during COVID to try and apply up to $10,000 grants that can help them achieve the expansion or the innovation they want to do in their businesses, irrespective of the challenges of the pandemic, the challenges imposed by the pandemic. And then we have other programs that are focused on probably on challenges. Again, we had what we call My Main Street program, where we also invited businesses from the community to submit innovative ideas they have to try to expand their businesses, but which found it difficult because of their revenue levels. And so we again gave them $10,000, but the business has to be able to explain why this project is innovative, why this project should be supported, and what it means to the economic fabric of this community.
Understood.
Those are kind of different ways we do some of these things. Then for me, because I work with startup entrepreneurs and business owners every day, one of the other things that you are trying to do every single day is to work with commercial banks.
Right.
And to try to also help them to unlock financial capabilities from financial institutions.
Yes.
So I do on a daily basis, help people write business plans, help review business plans, give them advice, connect them with the right financial institutions, or people or product. and those type of things.
That's good. Wow. Well, listen, I don't know if you are psychic and you saw the questions, but some of those, you answered some of the questions already. So I appreciate that, definitely. But I heard that you all supply all these services for free. Is that right?
Yes. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So maybe sometimes
I'm from Kingston, Jamaica. Maybe I need to move to Kingston.
Always welcome.
Oh, tell me about, yeah, go ahead, Norman. I'm listening to you, my dear. Go ahead.
Yeah, so remember at the beginning, we did say that we are funded by three levels of the government.
Yeah.
So as a result, all the business, all the support services we provide are free of charge. I've met people who are trying to start businesses. Even yesterday,
yeah,
I was talking to a doctor who has paid over $3,000 to Life Plan to write his business plan.
Yeah.
And I was telling him, we can give you this same service for free if you are willing to spend a few hours to write it by yourself. You always meet people who have spent thousands of dollars trying to access services while they are available in the community for free.
Yeah.
And in often cases, you find that these services they have actually accessed, they have a generic product, not a custom product to what they want to do.
Right.
So we are lucky that way, and we are fortunate enough to be able to have the not only a free service, but actually have really, really great human resource capabilities to be able to serve our community and everyone who's interested to set up in this community.
Right. So, Norman, I'm going to ask you now, okay? If you can't answer, that's fine. Now, you spoke passionately, and I can tell your heart is in it with all these programs. But do you have a favorite program or a program that you would like to highlight that many people probably don't know about in Invest Kingston?
Favorite program. I think one of my favorite program will be what every business person takes for granted, myself included.
Which is?
It's very difficult for someone who doesn't understand your business to come in and tell you how to change, run, scale, expand your business, because they were not there when you founded it, when you started the business. So for me, I think the most valuable service is actually not money, because most people think they need money. But after going through what's going on in their businesses, you realize actually there are some untapped efficiencies that could be optimized in a business, and then it ends up actually generating the money that the business person is looking for. Because we always say that the best venture capitalist who can invest in your business is your client. The best angel investor who can invest in your business is your client. The best financial institution that can invest in your business is your client. Because if your clients pay what you want as fast and as frequent as you want, then you'll get all the money that you need. You don't need external funding.
Right.
So for me, my best kind of hidden gem when it comes to business support services, I think, is authentic, reliable, trustworthy advisory services,
right,
where you meet the right people who help you to open up in the right way, so that you actually communicate the actual challenges you are facing, and then you get the right solutions for the challenges that are affecting your business.
Right.
So I find like there is a lot of people who come to me and they say, oh, I've tried to access money from this bank, I didn't get it, this bank, I didn't get it. And I go like, how did you know that you actually needed money? It's because, then they're like, oh, I don't have cash flow, I don't have any money to run my business. I'm like, for how long have you been running your business? They go like, oh, 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, you've been able to survive 3 years and you still believe that you need money to be able to sustain this business.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. They're like, yes. I'm like, okay, let's see how you're doing this.
Yeah.
Many
yeah.
people who are open to advisory service, which is, and if people really don't want to share, I understand them. Mm-hmm. But those who are courageous and strong enough to open up, there is a bit of vulnerability involved, because it's very few people who accept to say, oh, I think I messed up here, I think I made this mistake, I think I overlooked this. Then those ones, they can actually be helped the right way.
Right.
And get the financial whether it's a grant, whether it's a financial product from a financial institution, you are able to use it the right way. And then you are able to get the multiplier effect in terms of profitability and cash flow into your business, able to help your business to grow.
Right, right. But you know what? If they have a closed attitude towards help and no humility, they're not really going to get far with or without money, really and truly, because and personally, and maybe I'm being biased, but as an entrepreneur myself, I find humility opens up a lot of doors for you. And knowing that you don't know everything, and also being willing to trust people who have been around and people who have done it, and people who are older than you, and actually listen. There's nothing wrong with listening, you know. Just listen, you know.
I remember the first day we chatted. It's like we've known each other for 10 years.
Yes. Yes. That's why I say vibrations. Norman, I think you and I are on the same page for a lot of things. So definitely. Definitely. But Norman, let me ask you now, is there anything at all, anything that I didn't touch on, anything that you didn't cover that you'd like our listeners to know about your services or Invest Kingston that we didn't touch? Tell us anything at all. The floor is yours.
Yep. I think a couple of things. So one of the things that many people ask me, like, of all the places, why Kingston?
Yeah.
Right? So in Canada, I will admit that I haven't tried to live in other cities, but I've had opportunities to visit. I enjoyed driving when I have enough time. I've gone up to New Brunswick. I've gone up to Windsor, Ontario. I've gone to Alberta, Edmonton. I've enjoyed those beautiful views like Banff, Lake Louise, and so on.
Yeah.
But one thing that I will really tell people is that Kingston, yes, it's a smaller city. Less than 200,000 people. It's very calm. Like I always say, tell people, like, every day feels like a holiday in Kingston because there is no honking. There is nobody who's angry. You know, people look at you and smile. So I always tell people, like, living in Kingston, if compared to living in Montreal or Toronto, I will be saving, or I save every day 3 hours of my life.
Yeah.
And what do I do with these 3 hours that I will have spent in traffic jam with people who are not extremely happy? Or, you know, I tell them, like, I go home and start creating probably new businesses or inventing, trying to kind of push my limits because I have more time at my hands, right?
So
every year I tell people I save close to 900 hours, and these 900 hours, I can use them to create something useful that aligns with who I am as a person, that supports some of the causes that I believe in. And so as a result, I've created a not-for-profit organization called Biz Skills for Good, which supports minority entrepreneurs. And then I also have created another startup called Prosfata Inc., which supports newcomers who are looking to establish their careers in the Canadian labor market by connecting them with industry experts who understand the landscape, the labor market landscape of this country, but who also understand the challenges newcomers are coming here with. So basically, people who are able to listen and support others in getting the opportunities they want, opportunities that relate to whatever industries they used to work in from their home countries.
Right.
So those things cannot happen if you are in a stressful environment where you don't save enough time to kind of sit down and think and come up with a lot more opportunities. So from a personal level, that's what has kept me in Kingston. And then from a professional and work environment level, I think, I remember when I was trying to make a decision whether I should live in Kingston or not, people were telling me, oh, Kingston is not diverse enough. Kingston is a white city, and so on and so forth, right? Which was probably not wrong, but which was a wrong perspective to approach when you are trying to identify a community to live in.
Yes, exactly.
At the beginning, I said, like, if they are fantastic human beings, it doesn't matter where they come from, their background, right?
Yeah.
So from that angle, I was able to stay in this community. I have been supported when I have to. I've supported people if I when I have to. And our organization is one, I tell people, like, if you want to know that this community is changing for good, go and look at, for example, our website. If you look at the Invest Kingston website and you look at the team that we have, you'll find that we probably have people from four different continents working in this organization.
Yeah.
So it's not only a blessing to have the opportunity to work with all these diverse people, but it's incredibly rewarding to work in a community that gives you the opportunities that you want, an organization that allows you to do your full-time job and do your part-time gigs, and then set up, feel home, and create a new village rather than moving to Kingston with my old village.
Exactly. And the old village mentality. And you know what? I heard the same thing too. And can I tell you, one of our biggest supporters and one of the kindest human beings I've ever met in Kingston, well, met period, is from Kingston, Josh Hader from Spearhead Brewery. Spearhead Brewery has been one of our best and biggest supporters. And I mean, he's always ready to listen or to just listen, you know. And not only him, but I've done an event at Spearhead Brewery and all the people are nice. All the people are just so welcoming. Listen, people are just people, really and truly. People, and if you come against people with this bad vibe, like, oh, you know, with the differences already in the front of your mind, then you're sending out that vibration. Again, that word vibration, you're sending out that vibration and people may reject you. And it's just because of your attitude. It maybe has nothing to do with your skin color. I'm not saying that does not exist. But I think a lot of people create that narrative in their heads. And then when people sense that and reject it because it's just toxic, they reaffirm in their minds that it's because of their skin color. And it's really, sometimes it's just not, right?
Yeah. So, if you send negative vibrations and you get a few back,
exactly,
you are the one creating it, right?
Creating
so
it.
I always say, like, Julia, this is how I actually say it. I say, I have lived a very difficult past because I've been a refugee. I was born in a country that saw a war, that saw a genocide.
Yeah.
I've been, like, I've seen the worst of my life. I've had a big share of my pain.
Yes.
I don't want to live a painful future.
Same.
My goal is to smear people with happiness, positive energies.
Yes.
And if I can't feel the positive energy in the room, I don't have to respond to it, but I just move away to where there is positive energy again, because the world is so wide open for all of us to have space and to have our communities.
So we're not done yet. We'll be right back after our break.
You'll be seeing Not Your Child at some of your favorite events, keeping the fun going and with some awesome prizes while keeping our community safe with our devices and free breath tests. So if you have any questions about alcohol consumption or other alcohol-related questions, come by our booth, pick up some breathalyzers, or get a free breath test. All our techs are knowledgeable, friendly, and love to answer all your BRAC questions. Come over and say hi. See you soon.
And you know what? The universe is friendly and most people are good. This is my belief, you know. Most people are good people. And you know what? You must take responsibility in bringing out the best out of people. And that means controlling your own mind and controlling what you are putting out there. So yeah, exactly. I am of the same. And you know what too? I had a very, very hard past too, because Kingston was no, and my mom grew us up very rough because we had to, because she didn't want any of us to die, right? Yeah. And it was a lot of crime.
Yeah.
But I have a joy and a love for people. So my life is dedicated, Norman, to peace and prosperity. And really and truly, peace and prosperity, they go together hand in hand, like one 100%. Hand washes the other. It does,
yes.
Right? So
yes.
I've been very, very, I've been very fortunate to attract a lot of people who resonate with that. And I'm not saying that that person might be a different person to someone else. But in my realm and in my world, I tend to bring the best out of people and they tend to bring the best out of me. And I'm happy with that. So,
yeah, so that's the best way to live this life, because I think it was Thursday last week. I was talking to a friend who had just bought a product and she didn't like the product. And so she was saying she's going to write a negative review for this business. It's not even a Kingston business. It was, I think either out of Montreal or Quebec City. It was somewhere in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, you are willing to take 10 minutes of your life and invest it in writing a bad review? I'm like, did you even check if you can refund or get a refund or send this product? Like,
right.
No, I don't have time to check. I'm like, you have time to write a bad review.
Right.
You don't have 1 minute to check if you can even get a refund. I'm like, sometimes I don't understand where we come from as a people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she was like, so what would you do? I'm like, I've already told you what I will do. I will first of all check if I can get my refund. And then I said, I went like, I'm not going to waste my time writing something negative online.
Right.
To anyone, because I don't want negative energy to spin back at me.
Exactly.
But I will try to see how else I can solve this problem.
Yeah.
And upon investigating for 2 minutes, we found out that she could get a refund.
See?
Right? Very simple, very humane.
Right.
And she sent the product back. She sent her feedback back. And I love the business owner, because it was like, we messed up. This is not how we do business.
Right.
We are sending you another one for free. If you don't like it, go online and write the bad review. Simple.
Right. Simple.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know what I found too, Norman? And you know, and I think that's why we get along so well too, is because we have grace. Grace is very important to have. And you must be able to give people grace, extend it, because they will appreciate it. And grace will be also given to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a matter of talking to people just to find out, you know, where are they coming from, or what was the problem here. Sometimes people make mistakes and they really don't know. So sometimes we just need to just slow down, get out of the microwave mentality of everything must be a fast, reactionary, knee-jerk reaction, right? And remember that you're dealing with human beings. We're human beings behind these businesses, right? And you know, it's just knee-jerk, and that's the thing. If we know better, we do better. So
this,
right, and the grace will be extended to you too, maybe not from that same person, but it will come back like a boomerang. These are facts, not fiction. These are facts. Now, but tell us again where they can find your two businesses. Tell us the website and tell us how they can get in touch with you as well. If they're, you know, all the Kingstonites here listening and didn't know about Invest Kingston, tell us how they can get in touch with you, Norman, and also tell us about the sites and the social media sites for your two businesses so that we can follow.
Thank you so much, Julia. So with my full-time job, our website is investkingston.ca. We are available on LinkedIn, we are available on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then with my two side businesses, the not-for-profit is Biz Skills forgood.com. And we are available on LinkedIn, Instagram. And then the new business is called Prosfata. It's PROSFATA.com. And we are available on LinkedIn, Medium, YouTube, and Instagram as well.
Okay.
And so basically, that's kind of all the way that we can be found. And personally, I'm always active on LinkedIn. I try as much as I can.
Yes, yes, I know that. Yes. Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate with you right now. So why Biz Kings and not Biz Kings and Queens?
Oh, yeah. So no, it's Biz Skills.
Oh, Biz Kings. I thought you meant Biz Kings as if only for men. I was about to say, wait a second, Norman.
Julia, the kings can't go anywhere without the queens.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, there is no that's king right. without a queen.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right, because we have to protect you guys. That's right.
Yes.
Well, Norman, I tell you what, I wish you had a multiply button. I really do, because we need more people like you in our world. You know, and I'm very grateful that we crossed paths. And I know that our communication is kind of disjointed, is like on a need to basis, which is fine because, you know, the current pulls us in our own direction. But every time when we come back together, it's like we never left. So, you know, I'm grateful that you allow me to keep my connections with you open. And I thank you very much for your service in making our journeys as entrepreneurs much less lonely and that much easier. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Julia. It's people like you who are also relentless in giving others opportunities.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the first time we didn't manage to have the conversation as we had planned, but you still extended grace and gave me the opportunity to be to do it today. So really grateful and appreciative of the opportunities given to me. Yes. And grateful that you widened the listenership, the reach, and that more people can come and support some of the initiatives you have, some of the services you are delivering.
Yes.
So that we build one community, one village, one people.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You know that old saying, Norman, that says it takes a village to raise a child? Well,
yes.
It takes a village to help a business as well. No man is an island. That's what I always tell people. Listen, I'm from an island, but I'm not an island. So
100%.
That's right. All right, my dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julia.
Do you have at least 1 year in hospitality or 1 year military training? Do you have excellent soft skills and want to make a positive difference in the lives of fellow Canadians? Do you also live in Ontario, Canada? Then we want to hear from you. Please send your resume to info@notyourchild.com. That's info@notyourchild.com. And let's talk about how we can make a positive difference in our world together.
And friends, here is a request from a Mr. Jonathan Seymour. Hello there, Mr. Seymour. See, we keep our promises. Here is an excellent choice by Mr. James Seymour in Mississauga, Pink Cadillac by Bruce Springsteen.
Well, now you may find a hole in for the foolish things I do. You may wonder how come I love you when you get on my nerves like you do. Well, baby, you know you love me. There ain't no secret about that. But
And friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes to us from, yes, that's right, Mr. Nelson Mandela. And he says, "For to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others." Huh. Let's hear that one again. "For to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others." I quite agree with that.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
With that.